USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced new legislation that would boost stimulus checks for Americans after blocking a vote earlier in the day on a similar measure. McConnell's bill would raise the amount of the COVID stimulus check to the $2,000 that President Trump has asked for, and also contains a provision to repeal Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, the provision that gives social media companies certain legal immunities. Senator Bernie Sanders says that the American people just want them to pass more financial support. The Vermont Independent tells News Nation now that any stimulus efforts should not contain poison pills.
I hope that doesn't happen. Look, the House passed the clean bill. That's what the American people want us to do, not to put in poison pills, not to muddy the water, but to just do what the American people want. There was a poll that came out, I think, the other day. 78% of the American people believe that we should pass legislation to provide working families with $2,000 per adult. Let's do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
December has been the deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths, and Dr. Anthony Fauci says it could still get worse next year. He tells CNN that the current surge is now out of control, and it's now difficult to do proper contact tracing.
We're in a very difficult situation. We never got down to a low baseline where you can actually control community spread by identification, isolation, and contact tracing. When you get to the numbers that we're in right now, it really is very, very difficult to do effective identification, isolation, and contact tracing. Some areas are doing it, but for the most part, as a whole, as a country, it really is sticking to the health, the public health guidelines that I've been talking about continuously, the simple things. We've got to keep doing it.
Fauci is also asking Americans to limit the size of their gatherings as they celebrate the new year. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Centers for Disease Control have issued new guidelines for issuing vaccines to people with existing health conditions. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC issuing new guidance for when people with underlying health conditions can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. They say any vaccine that has been approved by the FDA may be administered to people with underlying medical conditions as long as they don't have a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients in the drug. Rollout of the vaccine has been less than stellar in some states, to which Ajit Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The issue here in my mind is twofold. There's a little bit of getting the vaccines to states, but the biggest problem is getting the vaccines from the states into people's arms. There's a lot of steps, and there just hasn't been much planning. There hasn't been much investment.
I'm Tim Berg.
And the Arizona men's basketball team won't be heading to any postseason tournament this season, no matter what form they may take. The program announced Tuesday that it is self-imposing a one-year postseason ban over NCAA allegations of misconduct, including a failure of institutional control violation. The NCAA's investigation goes back to 2017 when an assistant coach was arrested as part of a larger federal probe into corruption in college basketball. The NCAA could still decide to levy additional punishment against the program. The ban includes the Pac-12 tournament, meaning the Wildcats' year is over on March 6th when the regular season concludes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.